Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another session of Read the Word. And today we're on the right Blog Talk Radio channel. We don't have noise happening everywhere and we're fired up and ready to go. Yeah. This morning we begin the book of 1 Samuel, which is the beginning of Israel having a king. And we finish the time of the judges, we will, with Eli. And now we're going to roll into the king, King Saul, King David, and then all the perversion that goes on after that. Samuel is the prophet of God, and his mama's going to pray. She's going to conceive. She's going to give him to the Lord. And at 8 years old, he's going to prophesy to the chief priest the chief priest and judge and tell him it's all over. That's all in this program. If you know people that's like, God is boring, God's people are weird. Well, some of them are weird. But send this. There's a link in here. On the Blog Talk Radio and on the YouTube, that you can send the link for the playlist from every one of our sessions, 94 of them now, 95 of them, all the way from January 1st till today, and all listed in order. All they got to do is start at the top and they can go right to the bottom. They'd probably catch us in a couple of weeks and be a part of this. Go on there and make comments. Put in some time stamps yourself. Let's make this an exciting time of study and growing and developing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Are you ready?
Amen.
Yep. Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we come together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints, that's big, what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Grab your Bibles. I know you got it on your phone, but get you a Bible. You might say, Pastor, I don't know what to get. Take a screenshot. Get one of these. Thompson Chain Reference Bible, New King James Version. If I can hold it still where you can take a picture. It's a good Bible. This thing's got so many study aids in it, but no opinion. You might be like, that's impossible. How can you have study aids with no opinion? I'll do a class on it one of these days. But right now, we're going to read 1 Samuel. Quit asking questions right in the middle of the lesson. Chapter 1, 3:37. Now, there was a certain man of Ramathaim, of the mountains of Ephraim. His name was Elkanah. The son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. That's not tofu, just so you know. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah. The name of the other, Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Penina, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable. because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. She made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts. Now that's Jesus, the captain of the host. If you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. No razor shall come upon his head. And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. Verse 15. Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, I have spoken until now. Eli answered her and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked him. So even though this guy's wicked, God is going to hear his words. She's going to have a child. She said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate. And her face was no longer sad. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Then they arose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son, called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. That's what my mom did, but her name was not Hannah. Her name is Ruth. Mighty woman of God. Verse 29, or 21, 1 Samuel 1, 21. Now the man Elkanah and his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go, for she said to her husband, not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever. So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word. I like that. Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Verse 24. When she weaned him, she took him up with her with three bulls, one ephah of flour, skin of wine, brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull, brought the child to Eli. She said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshiped the Lord there. She was very serious about her vow to the Lord. If you make a vow, man, pay it. You got to do it. Why? Because it's serious to God if it's serious to you. Chapter 2 is now Hannah's prayer. And what's cool about this is she sings it in a poetic verse. Ready? Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our rock, like our God. Isn't it something, we got something this beautiful after all of the absolute wickedness of Judges?
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole nation wasn't wrong and bad, just the ones that we talked about. Number three, talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven. She was prophesying. And she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the Lord of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Say it, the world is set on pillars. That's interesting, isn't it? All right. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Verse 11, then Elkanah went to his house at Ramah, but the child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. Here we go. About to get crazy. I love this. I don't love this next part, but I just love the word of God. You know, I know, this is 12:50. I know that during this program, I am showing you the majestic word of God. I know I'm teaching you to be excited and filled with life and hope and faith and courage. And I know God is helping me. I can tell he's helping me to make the simplicity of this book be correlated for everybody to understand. And I'm not preaching, I'm just sharing. Back now to verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man had offered a sacrifice, the priest servant would come with a three-pronged flesh hook while the meat was boiling. Then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself all the flesh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. Also, before they burned the fat, the priest servant would come and say to the man who sacrificed, give me meat for roasting to the priest, for he will not take boiled meat from you, but raw. And if the man said to him, they should really burn the fat first, then you may take as much as your heart desires, he would then answer him, no, but you must give it now. And if not, I will take it by force. That's wicked. Therefore, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. You see how the enemy put somebody wicked right in the middle of that religious process. 18. Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, the Lord give you descendants from the woman for the loan that was given to the Lord. Then they would go to their own home. And the Lord vanished, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. 22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. I mean, these guys were perverse. So he said to them, why do you do such thing? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. No, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. If one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him? Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father, because the Lord desired to kill them. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. Then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of the tribe of Israel to be my priest and to offer upon my altar, to burn incense and to wear an ephod before me? Did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Verse 30. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed, despised. 31. Behold, the days are coming. I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. Boy, that's severe, isn't it? You would think they would turn.
You'd think.
And you will see an enemy in my dwelling place, despite all the good which God does for Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. Any of your men whom do not cut off from my arm, consume your eyes and grieve your heart, and all the descendants of your house shall die in the flower of their age.
Wow.
Now this shall be a sign to you that will come upon your two sons. On Hophni and Phinehas, in one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I'll build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. Notice that the my is capitalized.
Yeah.
It shall come to pass that everyone who is left in your house will come and bow down to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread and say, please put me in one of the priestly positions that I may eat a piece of bread. Chapter 3. We got to keep rolling. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days, before there was no widespread revelation. Now, in the day we live, there's widespread revelation. There wasn't in that day. Came to pass at that time when Eli was laying down in his place, when his eyes had begun to grow so dim, he could not see, for the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, while Samuel was lying. And the Lord called Samuel and said, and he answered, here I am. So he ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I did not call. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called Samuel yet again, Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli, and he said, Here I am, for you called me. And he answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. That means he could prophesy or know what God was saying to him. The word revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he rose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down. And it shall be if he, notice that he's capitalized, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, wide-eyed and wondering. You got to know he was going to lay there just, he's only like 6, maybe 8. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. Then the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do something at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. That's pretty serious. Mm-hmm. Verse number 12. In that day I'll perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile and he did not restrain them. Therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli, the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. That's serious. Samuel lay down until morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. He answered, here am I. He said, what is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you. Samuel told him everything. He had nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. So Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. All Israel from Dan to Bathsheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Wow. You might think in our day that there's wicked things going on in the church. And there is. I mean, it's like tonight. I mean, I guess I'm a little slow on this, but there's a church that's fasting being white for Lent. They're fasting their whiteness for Lent. And there's, and this is a person that is feigning being a pastor standing in a pulpit saying it. You done fell off the platform and bumped your head, but it was not on the altar of God. This is not a day to be fooling around. You need to be born again. You need to be in perfect relationship with the Father. We're not asking you to join a church, a denomination. We're not asking you to join anything. We just want you to be born again and walking with God. And you do it by praying and receiving Jesus. Pray this prayer with us right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
In every way.
In every way.
And according to John 3.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
Filling every part of me.
Filling every part of me.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
And all of your righteousness, Lord.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, you might be saying, Pastor, I'm experiencing something. 26, 25. I'm experiencing something right now in my life. You just went from darkness to light, from fear to faith, from sin to righteousness. And you got adopted into the family of God right here, right now, while we're praying. Why? Jesus is the light of the world. He's the author and finisher of the faith. And his righteousness was the most perfect righteousness the world's ever seen. All three of those things just happened right now to you. And the Father said, adopt him into the family. And you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Ain't it wonderful? I encourage you to send me an email, hdpreacherman@gmail.com. Write me a letter, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know exactly what God is saying to you in your life. Ask me a question. Tell me your story. Send us a prayer request. We want to be a blessing to you. Tell me what you're dealing with in your life. I'll send you a video that you can study. It's free of charge. It's all on YouTube. And it'll help you, your life and family. Well, my time's running down. And I encourage you, click like, love. Wait, you click like. Hit the notification bar, click the bell, hit like, well, all the stuff you do for YouTube so that you know every time we're coming live. And YouTube itself will send you the notification. That way you don't miss one of these programs. If you haven't listened to all of them, go back and start at the beginning. There's a link right down there. It says the full playlist. Click on that, start at the top, and you'll be able to listen to every one of them. God's done a big thing here today, or this year, and we're enjoying it. Remember, Sunday morning we have communion here on Read the Word. So make sure you're ready for that. Get you some grape juice and some bread and be ready. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this,
we loved you,
and God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
Check out the timestamps. We'll see you soon. Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be around the world, we have our faith with you. For the presence and power of God to be manifested in your lives.
Amen.
Every single day. Live in Psalm 91 and Psalm 23, Psalm 103. Live in them Psalms. Living it every day. Why? Because he's given these angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. All of them. I love it. 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 Till we see you again. Here, there, or in the air. Remember this. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. With you